Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Shavuos Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Tav Zayin. The Gemara starts on Vav Amud Beis with a brisa Toner Rabbanon Minayin Sheina Kosov Medaber El Betumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. How do we know that the parasha in Vayikra, parasha Hey, the parasha of a Kolben Oyle VeYerid and someone who becomes Tomei? How do we know the Pasuk is only referring to someone who becomes Tomei, Betumas Mikdosh VeKadoshov? Now the Breisa here is Sosum, it doesn't explain what would have been the Hava Minna to say that the parasha of Oyle VeYerid is referring to. The parasha in the Pasuk, we don't find any Averia which the person has done. The Pasuk just says, Nefesh Ashetiga B'chol Dovah Tomei, someone who touches the Dovah Tomei and he becomes Tomei, and he has to be a Korban Oyle VeYerid. Now the Pasuk does not explain what did this person do when he became Tomei. The Pasuk doesn't say that he went into the Mikdosh or he ate Kotchim Betumah. The Pasuk just says, Nefesh Ashetiga Bechol Dova Tomei V'hu Tomei V'oshim. Explains the Pnei Yeshua, the Hava Mina of the Brayse over here, which says means that without any alfusa of a binyan av or the gzir shava in the whole blat which will be seen soon, without these limudim, we wouldn't know that this avera of the parish of oil of yerid is referring to someone who is over by Thomas Mikdash Vekadoshov. We would think that the person has to bring a korban oil of yerid on the etzem magatuma. From the mere fact that he touched a Dovah Tomei, that itself is Averia, which is Mechayiv him, a Korban Oyle VeYerid. Says Ibn Yeshua, that's a Loshon, Rashi is also Mashmazoi. Rashi says, in the Ramaschal, Shein HaKosem Medaber, Minayin Shein Mechayivoi Al Maga. That means that we need a Alfus over here in the Braisa to tell us that someone who's over, someone who becomes Tomei, the Havamina would have been that he himself, because he became Tomei, he is already chayev a korban oyle v'yerid, even if he did not go afterwards into the mikdash or eat kodshim betumah. And on that, the Breiter has yafusas from a binyan av and later on from gzeir shovers to tell us that a person is only chayev a korban oyle v'yerid on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, but on the maga tumah itself is not any issa. Now, says explains the Pnei Yeshua. Be'emes, we know the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah davtez zayin omid beis, that the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini says, of Nivlosom Loisigo, the person will not touch a Nivlas, Behemot Meir, and become Tomei of Nivlosom Loisigo, says the Gemara that the Havamin of Nivlosom Loisigo, Yochel Yehimishol Mizhorim al Magan Veila, the Havamin would have been a person, Yisrael, should be also, even Yisrael may not touch a Magan Veila and become Tomei. Talmud Loima says, a Breiter, Emor El Akoyani B'nei Aaron, and the Kriyanim or Muzer not to touch a Tomei mace. Says the Gemara that the only Azhor which we find on becoming Tomei is only a Koyan not to be Tomei by Thomas mace. But Thomas Sheretz or Thomas Nevela, even the Koyan does not have any Issa. Kolshken Yisrael does not have any Issa. So what is the lav of Vlosom Lysigo? Explains the Gemara Shoshana, the lav is Beregel. A person on Yom Tov is not allowed to be Metame himself. The Tumah of Nivlosom Lysigo is referring to even a Yisrael, Lysigo Boy Beregel. So says the Pnei Yeshua, we see clear in the Gemara, and the Pasgint in the Rambam, the end of Tumas Eichlin, there's no Issa, even for a Kohen, to go and touch a Sheretz or Nevela. The only Issa which a Kohen has is only to touch a Tumas Mace. But Sheretz and Nevela does not have any Issa. Therefore, in Be'emes, to say that the person will be Chayev, a Korban Oyle VeYerid, on the Maga of a Nevela and a Sheretz, is a Chidush, that there is a Issa to touch a Maga, a Nevela and a Sheretz. But says the Pnei Yeshua that without these limyutim in our Gemara, which tells us that the parasha is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav only, we would have said that there is be'emes a issa to touch a nevein and a sheretz, and that is the posuk of Oyle V'Yeri telling us that if he does so, he has a chet, and he has to be a korban Oyle V'Yeri. Only after the miyutim which we see in our sugya that tells us that the parasha of Olav Yerid is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, now we know that there's no Isser on Maga, on just the touching of a Nevela and a Sheretz, but the Isser is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, and even a Kohen is allowed to touch a Nevela and a Sheretz, and the Yisrael only Beregel is not allowed to because of Lossom Lacey Go. This is a Pnei Shua explains the Medayek Loshon Rashi that the Havamina of the Braisa over here is referring to someone. The Havamina would have been that someone who touches a Nevela and a Sheretz already has an Issa. And the Pasuk tells us over here from Binyan Av, says the Braisa, that no, the Issa is only Batumas Mikdosh for Kadoshav. Says the Pnei Shua that in Toysavus over here on Amud Beis, Zayin Amud Beis the Maschel Eimer. And later on in Zayin, in Vav Amud Beis the Maschel Eimer. And Zayin Amud Aleph, the Maschil Asio, is Mavur that Tosfos understood the Shaklevetaria and Havamina over here on the Bright in a different way. Because Tosfos later on, in Zayin Amud Aleph, the Maschil Asio, asks that Lefida Maskonis HaGemora, that we learn the Makur, that the parasha is referring to Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadosha from Gzer Yishova, from Behemo BeBehemo and Tumosoi Tumosoi, asks Tosfos, why does the Bright by us have to learn this din from a Binyan Av? We have a Makur from Gzeir Shover telling us that the parasha is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. Why do we have to learn it from a Binyan Av, which we learn at Shugig from Mezid, that the Pasuk is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov? Says Tosfos that even after the Gzeir Shover, which tells us Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, Mikdash from Tumasoi Tumasoi, and Kodesh from Behemo B'Behemo, we still need a Binyan Av, Lafuk Shar Avirus, to tell us that he's not even, the Pasuk is not referring to different Averis. Now, the different Averis, Tosfos doesn't explain what would have been the other Averis which we're referring to over here. The Korban Aaron in Parashas Tazria, Perik Yud Beis, as Yud says, the other Averis, Tosfos means the Gimel Averis Chamuris, Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, and Shvichas Domim, which the Gemara Amud Beis, on Zayin Amud Beis says that these Averis also have a Loshon Tumah. A person who's over these Averis have a Loshon Tumah. And the Havamud would have been that the Pasuk of the parasha of Olav Yerid is not just referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, but it's also referring to these Averis of Gimel Averis Chamuris, which have a Chiyuv Koris. And a person, if he's over these Averis, will have to bring a parasha Olav Yerid. And on that, we need the drash over here in the Toyas Kerenim, and we learn that from a Binyan Av, Lafukeshar Avirus. The Pnei Shua does not like the Pshat of a Korban Aaron because he asks that if the Pasuk over here is coming to Mimimayit, other Avirus which have a Oynesh and have as horror, then how can the Gemara say from the Binyan Av that the Binyan Av is, we know that's only referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav because we learn Shugid from Mezid. And Shoigig, just like Bamezid was Onash V'Hizir, also Bashoigig is Onash V'Hizir, and this is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Maybe the Pasuk is Bamez talking about Gilarais, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. By them also we know Bamezid, they have an Oynash and they have an Azhara. So we won't have any Raya from the Binyan Av to tell us that the Pasuk is only referring to Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Says the Pnei Shua, and Tetzah says, Lafuk Ashar Avirus, he means Avira of eating. Achilas nevelo shkotzim, which we know that a person may not eat. It's a nevela, there's a lav of lesichul nevela and it's of shkotzim. But these averis of eating a nevela, we see the loshon tumah in Pasha Shmini a few times. Veloisitamu behem, venitmeisem bom, veloisitamu is nafshi seichem. So the Havamina would have been that someone who eats a nevela and he's not allowed to eat a nevela, or eats a sheket, eats a sheretz tome, this person is going to be over Issa and has to bring a korban oil of yerid. And on that we need a binyan av to tell us, no, the chiyuv of oil of yerid is only on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav only, and not on any other Averis. And this is what Tosfos means, Lafuk Ashar Averis, means Achilas Nevelo Shkotzim. Al Kaponim, says the Pnei Shua and the Korban Aaron, in Parshas Tazria over there, that the Tosfos is Kasha. Why does the Brais have to go, why do this Brais need a Binyan Av, even after we have Gzeir Shavus of Tumah, of Tumasi Tumasi, and a Behema Behema? This is only according to Tosfos. Tosfos understands that the Havamina of Minai Shein Akos Medabe La Tumas Mitzvah V'Kadoshav, there was never any Havamina to say that someone should be over and have to bring a Korban Olav Yerid on the Maga Nevela and the Maga Tumah itself, because there's no Issa at all for someone to become Tomei, even for a Kohen to become Tomei on Tumas Nevela and Tumas Sheretz. There's no Issa, like we saw in Gemara Yishashana. Therefore Tosfos has a question. Why do we need to be mamayit other averis from a binyanav? From the gzei shove explains Tosfos as a binyanav for other averis, and as a gzei shove for the gzei for the to tell us on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. But according to the mashmos of Rashi, that the Havamina would have been that there's a parsha of Eilev Yerid on someone who is becoming Tomei itself, on the Tumei itself, and here would have been a Issa to become Tomei, even though normally we would have thought there's no Issa, but the parsha of Eilev Yerid tells us, yes, there is an Issa to become Tomei, then that's very easily understood why we need the Binyan Av and Gzeir Shover. Because the Binyan Av is needed to tell us that someone who becomes Tomei does not bring a Korban only afterwards if he goes into the Bais HaMikdash or if he eats Kochim B'Tumah. But we still need the Gzeir Shover to tell us that even though the Parish HaMikdash V'Kadosh of the Issa has an Issa Chorus, which we should bring a Korban Chatos Kavua, says the Pasuk, know that the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of bring a Parish of Olev Yerid and don't bring a Chatos Kavua. But Akoponim, the Breisa, and the which tells us Abin Nav is coming to tell us something else, that Avim would have been that even someone becomes Tomei Alein Betumas Mikdash Tomei Alein Bemagen Avela, he himself should have to be a Korban Olev Yerid. Al Kaponim, we learned Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if the Havamin over here is that someone who becomes Tomei itself has to be a Korban Olev Yerid, or only for someone who does afterwards a different avir, or through eating the village shkotzim or mosim like the Pnei Yeshua, or like the Korban Aaron, Gilariyah Shvichas Dom in Avodah Zarah. These are the Havaminas that the Parsha of Olev Yerid is referring to, but the Magen Avila and Sheretz, which is not, has no Issa, and there's never a Havamina to tell us that someone has to bring the Olev Yerid if someone touches Tumah and becomes Tomei, Betumas Avila and Sheretz. Now, Be'emes, this Pshat, which the Achrinim say, Hamedai Kirashi, that the Havamina is that Yechayv Olev Yerid before becoming Tomei, is Be'emes we find Mefurish already in the Tshuvas HaRashbo, Chilek Aleph Simekuf Mem Zayin. The Shoyl in the Rashbo asks the Rashbo the same kash which the Pnei Yeshua asks. He asked the Rashbo on this Breisa, that we need a Pasuk of Binyan Av to tell us that the Parsha is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, asks the Shoyl to the Rashbo, why do we need such a Pasuk? We know from the Gemara Shoshana Tezayin with Beis that there's no Issa even for a Kohen to become Tomei Betumas Nevelo and Sheretz. So what would have been a Havamina to say that someone who becomes Tomei, he should have to go and bring a Korban? Says the Rashba that no, because the Havamina would have been that on the Maga itself, a person would become, has an Issa and has to bring a Korban Olev Yerid. But the Rashba adds on that the Havamina is only for Kohenim. Because since we see that the Kohenim are Muzer on Tumas, the Havamina would have been that he has to bring a Korban Olev Yerid. The Rashba says that the Pasuk does not say Mefurish, we're talking about, it's referring to Yisrael. The Pasuk does not say, the Pasuk just says Nefesh Kisiga. Nefesh could be a Kohen. And we know Misvara, the Havamina would have been that Dafka a Kohen, who's normally Muzer on a Tumah, he has to be a Korban Olev Yerid. The Yad David in the Sefer over here on Shavuos explains the Svar of the Rashba that even though we know a Kohen is only Muzer on Tumas Meis, like we said before, but the Havamina would have been, like Neshua says, that the Kohen should have to bring a Korban Olev Yerid and his Be'emes has an Issa even for becoming Tomei Betumas Nevela and Sheretz. That would have been a Havamina, and on that we need a Binyan Av to say that he does not have any Issa and he doesn't have to be a Korban Olev Yerid only on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. As the Rishtei Mefurish in the Rashba, like the Pnei Yeshua learnt up in Rashi, just the Rashba explains clear that the Havamin would have been to a Kohen, because a Kohen, since he has other Tumas, which we know already, he has Tumas Meis, the Havamin would have been that maybe he has an Issa to become Tomei, Benevela, and Sheretz also, and now we need a Binyan Av to be Mamayit, that no, he only Betumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, he is Chayev, a Korban Olev Yerid. Now, Be'emes in the Ramban al HaTorah, over there in Parshas Vayikra, Perik Hei, also is Mavua that he learned the Havamin of this Breisa is on the Maga itself, which should have to be a Korban. The Ramban over there explains that the Parsha is of course referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, because there is no Issa for someone to become Tomei B'Tumas Nevela and Sheretz. Says the Ramban that we find in the Gemara, that there is Arichas of Droshas from a Binyan Av, is only L'Chizuk HaInyan. But Be'emes, we could already know Misvara that the parasha is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. But Akoponim, you see also the Ramban, that he understood the Havamina is to say that he should be Chayev on the Maga itself. And not like Tosfos, that the Havamina would be Lafuka Eshar Avirs. Now the Rashba, over there in Tshuva, adds on that it could be the Havamina of the without this pasuk of the Binyan Av, the Havanah would have been that he's chayiv a korban oyle v'yurid, either like we said to the Kohanim, and they're chayiv even on the Vilan Sheretz. Or says the Rashba, the Havamun would have been that Yechayev on the Parshas Bem is referring to Yisrael, and he's referring to Yisrael be Meir Regel, which you already quoted the Gemara before in Rosh Hashanah, which says there's the Issa of Nivlosom Lisigo, which refers to a Kohanim to Yisrael on Yom Tov. Even a Yisrael may not become Tomei because he's going to be Metame himself, and he's not going to be able to be Mekayim, like we'll see soon, he's not going to be able to Mekayim his Chiyuvim on Yom Tov, therefore he has an Issa to Metame himself on Regel, Metame himself on Yom Tov. Says the Rashi, but Havamin would have been that the Parasha of Oylev Yerud would be referring to Yisrael, who becomes Tomei Beregel, he has an Issa of Oylev Yerud, we know he has an Issa of Nevelosom Nesigo, so maybe he should have to be in a Korban Oylev Yerud, and on that we need a Binyan Av, tells us that no, he's not chayv a korban oylev yerid. Only on avir of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav there's a korban oylev yerid. The Netziv in the sefer over here, Mirim Yisode, explains without bringing down the Rashba, but he explains himself that the Havamin over here could have been referring to someone Yisrael beregel that he has a issa of nivlosum lisigo not to become tomei. The Havamin would have been that he should be chayiv to bring a common Eilev Yerid, Kamash Melon Binyan Av tells us, no, he's only going on Mikdash V'Kadoshov, explains in the Tziv that the Binyan Av is going to have to be that just like Mezid, we find by Mezid, there's a Hizir V'Onash, also Shoigig is referring to someone who we find by Mezid was Hizir V'Onash. Mashain Kane, Yisrael Beregel, even though he has, on Yom Tov, he has an Issa, and he is Hizir, he has an Issa of Nivlosom Nisigo, that he's not allowed to become Tomei, but he doesn't have any Oynish. Even if he will become Tomei, there's no Makur that he gets any Oynish, in the Torah he gets any Oynish for his Tumah Beregel. And therefore, even though it is a Lav, because even though there is a Lav, which is Mashma and the Rambam, the end of Tumas Oichlin, that this Lav is a Lav de Reisa of Nivlosom Nisigo, but still there's no Malkus, and therefore it's dismayed because of this Binyan Av, that he's not Onash. V'hizid. That means even though he's Hizid, but he's not Onash. And therefore, the Parsha is not referring to him, only to Thomas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, where we find the Azhara and the Oynish. But the Issa of Yisrael Beregel, of Nivlosim Nisigo, is only Azhara and not the Oynish. The Mishnah Melech over there, at the end of Thomas Eichlin, explains that the Ramban al HaTorah is Mavur, that the Lav of Nivlosim Nisigo for Yisrael to become Tomei on Yom Tov is not even a Lav de Reis, it's only Asmachta. But the Rambam says the Mishnah Melech is mashma that there is a lav, and the lav there is a, but the Rambam says mafurish that there's no malchus on this lav, because the lav is not a lav gomu. So there's no oynish on this lav. But lemaisa, and therefore says the Netziv, is nismayit from onash vihizi, because he doesn't get any oynish, and therefore from here we know that the pasuk is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, and not to someone, a yid, to become Tomei on Yom Tov. Now this pshat of the Rashba, and the Tziv also says that the Havamin would have been that the person, the pasuk of Eilev Yerid is referring to Yisrael Beregel, he should not become Tomei, is Be'emes a Chiddush, a different Chiddush we can learn out from this Rashba, because the Shagas Arya in Siman Samech Vav says that the is Mefalpul, and he wants to say that the whole Issa to become Tomei Beregel, the reason is Kdei he should be Mekayim his mitzvahs, that he's mechuyah to go bring a korban to eat korban yiriyah and other korbanos and to eat kodshim and to come into the Beis HaMikdosh and he shouldn't be over the lav v'leiro upon ha'ireikom, and in order to be mekayim his chiyuvim he has to be tohir, and that's the chiyuv to be metayah atzmei beregel, he's not to be to come tomei, and therefore B'nosam Nisigo tells us that no, he's not allowed to become tomei beregel. Says the Shagas Arya that if this is the reason why the Torah says when Lotham Lisigo Yisrael is not allowed to become Tomei because he has Chiyuvim which he has to be Mekayim, therefore the Issa is only on the Tumas Meis, because the Tumas Meis, if he'll become Tomei, he's going to become Tomei Zayin for 7 days and he won't be able to be Mekayim his Chiyuvim the whole Yom Tov. But Tumas Erev, to become Tomei to an Avela, and he's only Tomei Tumas Erev, he could go to Mikveh and the next day he's already Tor after Erev Shemesh. There says the Shagas Arya, there's no Raya that is the Issa of to become Tomei Beregel. Maybe the whole Issa Tomei Beregel is only by Tumas Meis. Now from the Rashba over here, that the Rashba says the Avamin of the parish of Eilev Yerid is referring to Tumas Regel of Yisrael, but Tumas Regel, we see here, even though the parish is referring to someone to become Tomei Tumas Erev, he's also has this issa of Nivlosim Lisigol that he's not allowed to become Tommy Beregel, and not just the Tumas Mei, it's like Shagas Aryeh wants to have that the whole issa of Tumas Regel is only on Tumas Mei, because the Tumas Mei is going to disturb his Chiyuvim of Achilas Kodshim. But Be'emes, the Shagas Aryeh himself says that it could be because of the issa, because he has a Chiyuv of a Shalmi Simcha, and Shalmi Simcha is noyeg on every single day of Yom Tif, therefore every day he has an issa to be metam himself even on Tumas Nevela, because if he's going to shteh his Shalmi Simcha, he's not going to be to bring his korban Shalmi Simcha. So even though a chiyuv has oilas yir, he could bring in other days of Yom Tif, but Shalmi Simcha, which has to be brought the whole time, noyeg b'chol yoyim, therefore he's not to be metam himself at all, and that is a maskon of Shagas Aryeh, that he's not to be metam himself because of the Shalmi Simcha. The Netziv in Shiltis and Shilta Kuf Gimel Sukkotan Tezayin, he says that Al Tzashalmi Simcha, there will not be a Issa to be Metami himself, because there's no Chiyuv to being a Korban for a Shalmi Simcha for the Korban. There's to be the mitzvah of a Samachta Bechagecho to be Mekayin, the mitzvah of Simcha, he could be Mekayin with Bosa Veyayin also. And therefore, only other Korbanos, that is why he's not allowed to become Tomei, and for the other Korbanos, would be enough, like Shagas Aryeh says, to become. So only if it's Tumas Meis, but if it's Tumas Nevela, he's got the time still to bring the Korbanos after he becomes Torah. And therefore the Abba, the Rashi, we see that he holds that he is a Issa to become Tomei Beregel even on Tumas Nevela and Tumas Sheretz, which is only a Tumas Erev, he has a Issa of Nivlos Omnisigo. Memes, the Rashi could mean that the Pasuk is referring to the person of on the 8th, on the 7th day, on the 8th day, the last day, that he is his last chance, he hasn't yet brought a Korban Eulas Re'iyah, and on the last day, even according to the Shagas Aryeh, he's not allowed to become Tomei, because now he's going to be Mevatel his Chiyuv Korban of Eulas Re'iyah. Therefore, even if you hold, even like the Netziv, the Al Tzashalmi Simcha, there's no Issa Tumah, because he can be Mekayim his Chiyuv Simcha with Bos Ve'yayin, but he has to be bringing Oilas Re'iyah, and the Oilas Re'iyah he hasn't yet brought, and on the last day, the Pasuk could tell me that he has an Issa of Nivosim Nisigo, and the Haman Udbin Udbichayiv Kolben Oilav Yerid, Kamash Malon, that no, there's no Chiyuv Oilav Yerid only by Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadosh. Al Kaponim, let's just summarize what we've learned here, that to learn the Havamina of the Gemara, of the, why we need the Pasuk of a Binyan Ah, why we need the Braisa telling us that the Chiyuv is only by Tumas Mikdosh of Kadosh, of what would have been a Havamina, what is the Chiyuv Korban Eulav Yerid, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and the other Rishonim hold that Rashi and other Rishonim all learn the Havamina would have been on the Maga itself, the Havamina should bring a Korban Eulav Yerid on the Maga itself, on becoming Tomei. Tosfos holds the Havamina is only on other Averis, which we discussed before, which other Averis Tosfos is referring to. Now, in this Pshat of Rashi, that the Chiyuv is going to be on the Maga, on the Tum, on touching, becoming Tomei, we see a few Pshatim, the Ramban says that the thing is only the Chizuka Inyan, the Drosha of Binyan Av is only the Chizuka Inyan, because we know there's no real Issa, but we just bring the Chizuka Inyan, we bring a Drosha on, to tell us that it's referring to Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the Rashba says two Mahalchim on what should have been the Issa on Olav Yerid, on becoming Tomei. Either it's referring to Koyanim, who have an Issa of Tumas Meis, they have a Min Odubin, that they have an Issa of Nevela and Sheretz also, and they have to make a Korban Olav Yerid. Or it's referring to Yisrael Beregel, who has an Issa of Nivlosom Nisigo, he should have bring a Korban, the Chiddush is that he shouldn't bring a Korban Olav Yerid only on Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshav. Now, just to add one more point on this sugya of becoming Tomei, which we know there's no issa, which we learned in the Morish Hashanah, there's no issa to become Tomei, even a Kohen is no problem, only a Tumas Meis. There is a Gemara in Yuma that Peom at base, that says from the Pasuk, Al Titamu Bahem Venitmeis and Bom, that Tumas Gvio is Midereise. The Gemara says that if someone eats Oichlin Tmeim, which will make the person become Tomei, is also Midereise. Now, it actually says in Chulin Daf Lamed Hei, that the Issa, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, this Issa, if there's Issa Dereisa, is the Issa to become Tomei through Achilas, Oichlim Tmeim, or Tumas Gvi, any Oichl, which is going to make him Tomei, is Issa Dereisa of Altitamu Behem in Itmeis and Bom. This is a big Chiddush, that means even though we said that there's no Issa for a person to touch Novela and to touch a Sheretz, but to eat, Tumas, to eat through Oichlim Tmeim, there is an Issa of Altitamu Behem in Itmeis and Bom, which the Gemara has a Tzadak upon him, in Yuma, Peyam Beis, that's the Issa Minatoyer. Tosfos over there in Chulin Lamedaled Omid Beis asks on Rashi, how can this be? If we see in Rosh Hashanah that there's no issue even for a Kohen to touch a Nevela, why should there be any issue for him to eat a Nevela, to eat Oichlim Tomei, which makes him Tomei? Why should that be any issue? There's no issue to become Tomei. We see that there's no issue, only Tumas Meis is an issue. Says Tosfos that the Posuk, which says, Al Titamu Bem in Tomei Sem Bom, which the Gemara has a Hava Amina, a Tzad, there's a Papa holds that way, that there's an issue deraisa. This is a Tumas Gvir Midoraisa, means that the Tumor that he becomes Tomei is a Tumas Deraisa. But not that there's any Issa for him to do it. A person may eat Oichlim Tomeim and become Tomei through these Oichlim. But the Tumas Gvir is a Gvir Tumor Deraisa. And another, the Shaila of the Gemara Numa is the Tumas Gvir Midoraisa or only Midorabonon. But to become Tomei, there's no Issa to become Tomei, like we see in the Gemara Shoshana Tazayin Umad Beis. But Kapon Rashi, Shittas Rashi is a Chidush in Chulin, even though Numa himself, Peyum and Beis is mashmader. Rashi also holds the Issa is not Issa. The whole din of Alten Titamu Behem and Itmeis and Bom is only on the Tumah, that if he eats it, he becomes Tomei Minatir Umidar Abonon. But there's no Issa for him to go ahead and eat. But Rashi Chulin Lamed Hei said that there is an Issa for a person to eat, and Tosfos himself in Chulin Beis Amud Beis refers to this Issa, and he says Shemo Yesh Issa to eat Oichlin Tomei to become Tomei. There is an Issa. And the Rachov de Mishnah Melech, the end of Tumas Oichlin, the Pekta Zayin, Aloch Yud, is Marchiv, and explains very bariches on this Shaila, if a person to eat Oichlin Tumeim, does he have a Tuma, does he have an Issa of Altitamu Behem and Tumeis and Bom, even though there's no other Issa to become Tomei through Maga Nevela and the Maga Sheretz, besides Kohenim on the Issa Tumas Meis. Moving further on, the Gemara and Zayin Omad Aleph. The Gemara says that the Pasuk of Bo is coming to Mamai Truma, that Truma is not Chayv Korban Oile V'Yerit. Says the Gemara, Ima Bo Limuta Mikdosh. Maybe Bo has come to tell us that Tumas Mikdosh, Nushash, and Pnei Shua, they say that Mikdosh maybe doesn't just mean Mikdosh. Mikdosh can mean Kodesh also, Mikdosh V'Kadoshov. That maybe Bo has come to Mamai Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov, the Lisagile B'Korban Oile V'Yerit, at the Maisi Korban Kavua. That means a kolm Tumas Mikdash of Kedoshov Emes is a chiyuv chorus, and misvori he should be chayiv a kolm chatos kavua, not a ilav yerid. That means even oni should be chayiv a kolm chatos beima. Therefore, we need the pasuk of maybe the pasuk of Boaz telling us not Tumas Mikdash of Kedoshov, because the Mikdash of Kedoshov has to be a kolm ilav chatos kavua, and the pasuk is beemes chayiv ilav yerid only by trum. You see in this Gemara that without a pasuk, without the parish of ilav yerid by Tumas Mikdash of Kedoshov, someone who is Tomei and he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh, he is going to be chayv kom kavua, because he is, it's an Issa chorus, and in Kol Dovosh is doine chorus, shigigosu b'chatos, and he's going to be chayv b'chatos kavua. Memes Rebbe Kveger in Tshuva Simen Ches, he's a very famous Yisoid, and he says, you a chidush, that there's a ptur we find in the Torah, there's a ptur called Misasik. Even though a shuigig has to bring a korban, but someone who's misasik does not have to bring a korban. Says Rebbe Kveger, you could understand that misasik is not a meis aveir at all. A shuigig is a meis aveir, but shuigig therefore he has to bring a korban chatos. But misasik is not a meis aveir. Says Rebbe Kveger, no, a misasik is also a meis aveir. Just like a shuigig, he's doing aveir, he has aveir which he needs a kapora. Misasik also is a meis aveir. But there's a mute of Ashechot Bo Prat Misasik tells us that there's a Ptur Korban, even though Shoigig has to bring a Korban, Misasik does not bring a Korban. But this does not mean that Misasik is not doing an Aveir, he doesn't need a Kapara of the Kapara. He doesn't have to, he's no Chivas Korban only on a Shoigig, not on Misasik. But Mais Aveir there is. Therefore, B'Kveig explains, someone who's walking in the street and he's wearing Kelaim, and he doesn't know that B'Khlala is wearing Kelaim, which is B'Emes Misasik, someone else sees him, is poishtoi vafile b'shuk, he can take away his baggage from him, and he shouldn't be over the issa kelaim. Asks Rebbe Kveger, the person is a misasik, he's not doing any avera at all. Why should we go and stop him from doing the avera? Says Rebbe Kveger, you see from here that misasik b'emes is a mais avera. The only reason why, the only miut is only a miut in korban, that's a p'tur korban, it's not a misasik. Says Rebbe Kveger in Ashmot over there in the Tshuva, b'shulei amichtov, that according to this, you saw it, that Misasik Bemis is a Mais Aveir, not only a Ptur Korban, is moving, we can answer a question which we can ask on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. Someone who's Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, he brings a Korban on, if he had a Haloma, on Hela Mikdash, we find it on, Hela Mikdash is also Chayev a Korban Tumah, Chayev a Korban Eilav Yerid on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. That means, a person knew once that he is Tomei, and later on he had a Hela Mikdash, He knows he's Tommy, but he didn't know that this is a Beis HaMikdosh. He thought it's a Beis Choyl. He thought this is a nice palace. He didn't know it's a Beis HaMikdosh. And then this person is chayv to bring a korban oil of yerit. Says he asks a bekvegi, why is he bringing a korban? Since he didn't know bechlal that this is a Beis HaMikdosh, so he's a mesasik. He's walking into the Beis HaMikdosh without knowing at all he's doing anything wrong. He's not even a shigig. He's a mesasik, and a mesasik we know always has a p'tor of ashechot abar prat mesasik. Why should this person bring a korban oil of yerit? Says a bekvegi, according to what he explains, that the Misasik Be'emes is not just a Ptur, is only a Ptur Korban. But Be'emes, he is doing a Mais Havir. So we could say a Chidush, says a Bekveger, that the Ptur of Ashechot HaBor, Prat Misasik, which tells us that he's not, does not bring a Korban, only B'Shegeg, it says in the Parash of Chatos, or Chatos Kavua. By Chatos Kavua, there we find a Miut, Ashechot HaBor, Prat Misasik. But the Pasuk Ashechot HaBor does not talk about Chatos Oile V'Yerid. Oile V'Yerid does not have a miut of Misasik that he doesn't have to bring a Kohen. And therefore, a Kohen Oile V'Yerid, says the Bekveger, is going to be Chayiv even if he's a Misasik. That's a Chiddush, says the Bekveger, and this is only because he's Bemis doing an Avir. It's only a Ptur Kohen, therefore the Ptur Kohen is only in Chatos Kavua and not in the Pasha of Oile V'Yerid. And therefore he's Chayiv on Hela Mikdosh Oile V'Yerid. Ask the Michas Boruch in his Tshuva Simentes, Anaf Beis. According to the Kveges Cheshbon, comes out that Be'em is someone who's nichnas l'mikdosh behelom, he's not chayv chatas kavua. Because chatas kavua, he has a p'tor misasik, ashechot abor prat l'misasik. And the only chiyuv he has is only on oile v'yerid. So how can our Gemara say that we need the mute of bar to tell us that he's not being a korban oile v'yerid, he has to being a korban chatas kavua? He doesn't mean a korban chatas kavua, according to the Kveges. Chatas kavua definitely doesn't mean because he's misasik. The only korban he could bring is only oil of yerid, and the Gemara's mevua that lulei the mute, without the mute abor prat misasik, he would have to bring a korban chatzis kavua, and you couldn't be kvegel lechayer, he's a misasik. Says the Milchus Baruch to go and say that the Gemara is talking about helam tuma, not helam mikdosh. That means he knows that it's the Beis HaMikdosh, but he didn't know he's tomei. And that was his haloma. His haloma was a helam tuma, not a helam mikdosh. Says the Michas Baruch, that is according to Bekveger's havona, that misasik helam mikdosh is called a misasik because he didn't know it's a Beis HaMikdosh. So if a person doesn't know bechlal that he's tomei, he's also a misasik because he's walking in knowing he thinks he's tor, and therefore he's not doing any avir at all. So he's also called a misasik, and he should also be potter on a chatos kavua. And the Gemara's mevuah that on a helam mikdosh, on tumas mikdosh, or helam mikdosh, or helam tuma, he's chayv v'kol mechatzis kavua, says in Michas Baruch, this is a raya chazoka, a raya shtak, a raya, not like bekveger, that this person who's helam mikdosh and helam tuma is be'emes chayv v'chatzis kavua, and he's not called prat l'misasik, he does not have the miut of misasik. Explains in Michas Baruch later on in his Tshuva Simen Yud, that the reason why to argue on a bekveger, the reason why the Gemara's Mavur, this person is not Misasik, is because as Yesod Nechus Misasik says in Michas Baruch, a Misasik is only someone who Bichlal wasn't planning to do this Pa'ula. The Marshal. Someone we find in the Gemara, Kama Palmim, in the Mount Kris, in the Mount Shabbos. Someone who's Niskaven Letolush, V'chotach Mechuber. On Shabbos, one may not pull up something from the floor and Chpichoyte Chadova Mechuber, and he's not allowed to do on Shabbos. What happens if a person thought as a davar tolush? He thought it was already taken off from the ground and it's not mechubel lekarka. And lemaisa, it was mechubel lekarka. That person is called a misasik. Says a Michas Baruch that over there, he b'chlal wasn't trying to do the pa'ula of taking away migiduloi and to go and take away something which is mechubel lekarka. So over there, he's a misasik. Over here, someone, he was planning to walk to this place. He didn't know it was a Beis HaMikdosh, or he didn't know his Tomei, but he was mechavet to do this pola of Maisa Knisa into this building, which he didn't know it was a Beis HaMikdosh, but this pola he was mechavet to do, and therefore this person cannot be called a Misasik. So the Chiddush of the Michas Baruch, and there's many ramifications of the sugya of Misasik, that Misasik is only someone who's mechavet to do this pola, and not in the case where he b'chlal wasn't planning to do this Maisa, and something else totally happened, inadvertently happened something else through the Maisa which he planned to do. There's a big Arichas always where the other Achrini want to hold that this Miut is a Miut only by Shabbos, Hatzim Lechis Machsheves, and this is not the Ptor Misasik. The Misasik is a Ptor even like a Bekveger understands, even if someone is Mecham to do the Pu'ula, he still has a Ptor Misasik on the Hela Mikdosh, And therefore, says the Bekvega, Hele Mikdash is a Misasik. The Amude Oriz in the Chof is Yud Aleph, says a different Svarer, why maybe there's no Ptor, why there's no Misasik over here on Hele Mikdash, because since his boys from a Toysvis increases, Yud Tesomet Beis, that Amokim Amikdash, which is everyone knows where it is, and it's very famous for the Torah, and everyone knows where it's supposed to be, and this private person didn't know where he is, that woman's not enough to go and make a person a misasik, since it's Yodua al-Chol Yisrael that this place is in Bokem HaMikdosh. Therefore, he is not be called a misasik, and therefore the Gemara is Mavu over here, that he is Chayev, a Kolm Kavua, if he wouldn't have been Bechlal, the Parsha of Oilev Yerit. Moving further on the Omid, the Gemara says, Elo Marove, Sholish Krisis Bishlomim Lomo, Achas Leklal, V'achas Leprat, and this is telling us that the Pasuk is talking about Tumas Kodesh, Veminin and Tumas Kodesh, Tanevin and Tumas Mikdosh. Rashi is Marchiv, is Marich over here to explain the Klalum Prat over here, which tells us that someone who eats Tum Kodshim, but Tumas Haguf, he's Chayiv Koris. And Rashi explains that the Klalum Prat tells us that all Kodshim, and only Kodshim is Beach, not Kodshim Belkabais. Ask Rashi in the middle, why do we not say that this klal over here should not be a dova yotzim in a klal, but it should be a klal uprat? And the aloch of a klal uprat is that ein bichlal in the mashu beprat, and memela he's only going to be chayiv only on shlomim and not on any other kodshim. Says Rashi, since over here the klal uprat is murchokim zemizeh, therefore has a aloch of dova yotzim in a klal, and is not a aloch of a klal uprat. So when the beis sheva increases base on the base, is matmiya on Rashi, and he says it's very shvet to understand what the havmin of Rashi was, that we should dan over here this two creases in shlomim like a klal and a prat, and tells which would say that the chiyuv koris to eat kotshim betumas haguf is only by shlomim and not by other kabonis. Asks the Be'esheva, how can that be that the posuk should be more machmi by shlomim, which is only a kotshim kalim, more than other kabbonis, which are kotche kotchim, chatos and osham, other kabbonis, which are kotche kotchim? How can that be? Where do we find ever a chumr, which is by kotche kotchim, kotchim kalim, over kotche kotchim? And if we see in the chorus, the posuk of chorus is talking about shlomim, and the shlomim is chayiv a kolben, shlomim is chayiv chorus, if he eats kotchim, if he eats shlomim betumas aguf, kol shekein, kavuchayma, if he eats kotche kotchim. And therefore, what's a half a minute to say that it should be a klal and prayer tells us dafke shlomim and no other kabbonis? And therefore, this says a Be'i Sheva that I've added the posuk cannot be have it. There's no half a minute over here to say that it should be a klal and prayer. But the Birkus Hazevach of the increases, beginning of Krisis, says that even though normally we always make a kavuchima, that if the aloch about kachim kalim is like this, then the kol shekein kachim kachim, which is more chomu, but there is a gemara in Zvachim Kuf Aleph from its base, which is discussing the din of Balmum, that even though Balmum cannot be oivid, cannot work in the Bisa Mikdosh, but he's still oichel v'choylek b'kotchim. He can still get a portion in the kotchim, and he has a din of achilas kotchim. And the Gemara learns out from a posuk, and the Gemara says we need two psukim, one for kotchim kotchim, and one for kotchim kalim. And the Gemara says there clearly, that even though we have already a posuk, which tells us that by kotchi kotchim, a Balmum can eat, but we still have a havamina that maybe kotchim kalim, he cannot eat. That means the Svar should be faket. That once we know that he can eat kotchi kotchim, kolshkin kotchim kalim, which is more kal, says the Gemara, no. Because kotchi kotchim, we find in one place a kula. Even though normally it's more chomu, but there is a kula in kotchi kotchim, which we find that a Zor, a Yisrael, sometimes can eat kotchi kotchim. Explains the Gemara that this is referring to either by miluim, by the parshas miluim, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, there is a man, the Omer, who holds Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen, he ate Kotchi Kotchim over there, Ban Miluim. And therefore, this entails a cooler in Kotchi Kotchim, that Kotchi Kotchim, sometime in history, there's been a Tsar who has eaten Kotchi Kotchim. And therefore, there's a cooler in Kotchi Kotchim, or by a bomber, a Tsar who works, who's Ovid Baboma, he can also eat from Kotchi Kotchim. But Kotchi Kalim, we don't find anywhere the Tsar can eat, because in a bomber, there's no Chos V'Shoik, which is Kotchi Kalim. And Moshe Rabbeinu in Miluim did not eat any kotchim kalim, and therefore there's a kula in kotchim kotchim that a Zohar sometimes has eaten kotchim kotchim, because either by Miluim Moshe Rabbeinu or by every Zohar who's Ovid Baboma, he can eat kotchim kotchim. Says the Gemara that there is a kula which we find by kotchim kotchim that a Zayar has once in history eaten Kochi Kochim. And therefore, even though Kochi Kochim is more chom than Kochim Kanim, but there is a kula in Kochi Kochim, and therefore we need a pasuk to tell us that Balmum can eat even Kochim Kanim and not just Kochi Kochim. Says it because Azevach, the same svari, we could say that would be the Havamin over here, that if a Tomei eats Shlomim, he's going to be Chayiv, but Chorus, but if he eats Kochi Kochim, he's not Chayiv Chorus, because Shlomim has a Chumir, because we see he never find a Zayar ever ate Kochi Kanim. Mashenki Kochi Kochim, we did find them all, the Zayar eat Kochi Kochim. The Mitzvah Eson of Yin Zaharis says that could be the Havamin of Rashi wasn't selling us Shlomim, which is Kochin Kanim, Lafuka Kochi Kochin. We find in the Gemara Zvochim, Dalad on the base, that the Korban of Shlomim itself has a chumer of Smicha and the Sochim and Tnufas Chosav Eshoik. These things only apply to Shlomim and not to other Korbanos. And therefore, the Havamin would be that only by Shlomim, which has this chumer of Smicha and the Sochim, has to Tnufa on his Chosav Eshoik, therefore, he should be chayiv koris if he eats it betumas haguf and not the kochim. Therefore, there's a havamina to say that dafka kol chidush in korban shlomim and not any other korbanos. The Melechus Bezalel has other tuitzim over here to be masbir why Rashi held there's a havamina that dafka shlomim should be chayiv koris betumas haguf and not any other kochim. The Gemara for the onin amid. The Gemara says that the makor to tell us that the parasha of Tumas Mikdash Vikadosh, the parasha of Eilev Yerid is referring to Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshov, cannot be learnt out of the third chorus which we find by Shlomim, because Haimi Boilele Bavou, who says Asholish Krisus B'Shlomim is for the Klal and Prat, and the third chorus is to tell us that if someone eats Kochim, if someone eats Dvorim She'enom Necholim B'Tumas Haguf, explains Rashi, like Eitzim, Shalmarocho, Levoino, Ktoires, he is going to be Chayiv chorus even though it's Dvorim She'enom Necholim. And according to Pshimon, who holds Zvam Shein and Mechalim is not Chayiv Chorus, it's referring to Chatois Apnimius, that's why you need the extra chorus to tell us the chorus by Shlomim. That's what Bevo says. And Amela, the chorus is not Miyuta to tell us the Chiyuv, the Parsha of Eilev Yod is referring to Mikdash V'Kadoshov, and the Gemara goes on later, says the Makarius is somewhere else, either from Tuma, either from Lashon Tuma, or the Maskona, like Rava says, from Gzei Shavah, Tumasi. In the Ika Machleikas over here, which Gemara brings down, a Machleikas between Shimon and Rabbanon, it is the chorus for someone who's Tomei, a Kohen who's Tomei, and he eats Dvorim She'enom Necholim, is a Chayiv chorus. Rabbanon holds a Chayiv chorus, and Shimon holds his pot. The Rambam, in Psulim Mikdoshim, Hilchas Psulim Mikdoshim, Peik Yudches, Halacha Chav Dalid, Paskins, its Loshen is, V'chein Alevoino V'akturis V'o'itzim, which these things are not Dvorim She'enom Necholim, Ein Chayovim Aleim chorus. Loi mishum pigel, veloi mishum noisar, veloi mishum tumas haguf. One is not chayv chorus, if it's tumas haguf, which is al gemore, one is not chayv chorus on dvorim she'enom necholim. Asks the Ravid over there in Asogis, why did the Rambam, this is shittas Reb Shimon? Says the Ravid, on my own, zeul das Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one who holds, there's no chorus on dvorim she'enom necholim. Rabbanon disagree, and Rabbanon hold the third chorus b'shlomim, it's come to tell us that it's chayv chorus b'dvorim she'enom necholim. Why did the Rambam paskal Reb Shimon and not like Rabbanon? The Kesem Mishnah is very marich over there to go and work to find the Makor of the Rambam to Paskal Reb Shimon. And at the end says the Kesem Mishnah, V'yeshloima, that the whole machloikus between the Rambam holds, that the whole machloikus between Tanakama and Reb Shimon is only Lagabe Malkus. They have a machloikus, O Yechai Malkus, and not Chai Malkus. Rabbon holds Yechai Malkus, and Reb Shimon holds part of a Malkus. But Lekula Alma, everyone agrees, there's no Chiyuv Chorus. Av Lekula Alma Yechayovim Chorus. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't say that he's not Chayiv Malkus. The Rambam says, in Chayom Malein Chorus, is Mashma that is Issa, and Chayiv Malkus. Says the Kesem Mishnah, Adarabba, this is Shittas Rabbonon, that Be'emes, everyone agrees there's no Chorus, but there is a Chiyuv Malkus, and the Pshim knows there's not even Malkus, and the Rambam Paskin at Rabbonon, that there's a Chiyuv Malkus, and therefore the Rambam says, there isn't Chorus, but there is a Chiyuv Malkus. Says the Biksa Zevach, in Zvochim Mevovim on the base, it's a Mamish Apella. Because the Gemara is mefurish that the chorus which says Bashlomim according to Rabbonon is going on Dvorim She'enom Necholim. It's mefurish in our Gemara and it's shvurus that this din of Rabbonon of Dvorim She'enom Necholim is not just a din of Gabba Malkus, it's a Chayivas chorus also. How can the Kesem Mishnah say that according to the whole Machlikas of Shimon Rabbonon is only Gabba Malkus and not Gabba chorus? It's mefurish in our Gemara that according to Rabbonon is a third chorus Bashlomim to tell us that Dvorim She'enom Necholim Yechayiv Aleim chorus. Mamila, the Rambam who paskes, you know, Chayiv Chorus is Bar Kolchoch, Shittas Reb Shimon, like the Ravitz Kasha. Why should he paskes Reb Shimon or Rabbono? And he believes that Tzol Chiyun, and others also in the Zvachim and Vavim Abbeis, ask this Kasha on the Kesem Mishnah, that how could the Kesem Mishnah say, according to Rabban, there's no Chiyuv Koris, which is Neged Al Gemara, that the third Koris, Bashlomim, is come to tell us this din, that Zvachim Shein Lachom is Chayiv Koris. Now, by Emes, the Gemara in Zvachim and Vavim Abbeis brings down a deer. There's a deer in the Gemara, that the whole machlokes between the Pshimon and Abonim by Dvarim Shein and Mecholim is not referring to someone, a Kohen who's Tomei, who eats Eitzim, or Ktoyes, or Levoina. It's referring to Tumas Boso, and that means the Tumah, the thing itself is Tomei, the Eitzim are Tomei, the Levoina is Tomei, the Ktoyes is Tomei, and the Kohen is Tomei. On that, there's machlokes of Pshimon and Abonim, or Yechayev, or Noyechayev. But Tumas Haguf, everyone holds, Losha Gemara is, but Tumas Haguf, everyone says, Einu Loike. That's what the Gemara says in Zvachim. This Madoma holds, by Tumas Haguf, there's no Malkus, even according to Rabbanon, there's no Malkus. Asks Tosfos over there in Zvachim, that there's a Furish Gemara by us, which says Furish that according to Rabbanon, there's a chorus by Tumas Haguf, because the Pasuk over here by chorus is Zichar referring, is definitely referring to Tumas Haguf, and not to Tumas Bosa. How can the Gemara over there have a Madoma who holds that the whole machlokes of Shimon Abon is only by Tumas Boso, but Tumas Haguf, there's no Malkus. It's a mefurish gemara by us that Akun Abon is cursed by Tumas Haguf. Says Tosfos that even this man Omar who says there's no Malkus by Tumas Haguf agrees that it is cursed. But Malkus there isn't, and Malkus is only by Tumas Boso. But in the, this is Shittas HaTosfos, but in Shittas HaRambam, says Reb Chaim in a sefer over there in Hichs Psunim Mikdoshim, Pekrit Ches, that the according to the Cheshbon Reb Chaim is mefalpul very stark in the Manda Omrim and there in the Gemara Zvachim Mevavim Beis, and says Reb Chaim that the Rambam holds that this Gemara by us, which is a Bevo, the Gemara in Zvachim quotes B'Shem Reb Yochanan, this Manda Omer holds that the third chorus Bashlomim is referring to Dvarim Sheinu Necholim is Be'emes not Dover Muskim, is Be'emes not agreed upon according to everyone, and this day over there in Zvachim who holds that the machlokes of Shimon Rabbanon is only referring to Tumas Bosa and not referring to Tumas Haguf, holds that the chorus is not going on Dvarim Sheinu Necholim. And even according to Rabbanon, there's no chorus by Dvarim Sheinu Necholim. And therefore the Rambam paskins that someone who eats Tumas Haguf, someone who eats Dvarim Sheinu Necholim, is not Chayiv Chorus, which is like this man Doma, and not like Tosva says that this is a definite point that this chorus by Tumas Haguf on Dvarim Sheinu Necholim, and there's only no Malkus by Tumas Haguf according to this Madoma. The Ramamons know that this Madoma disagrees with the Bevoi Birchenen, and he holds that there's no chorus by Dvarim Sheinu Necholim, and this is only Shittas Bevoi, and it's not Dava Muska, and we don't pass it like this Madoma. And it's very marich to me, Mazbe, where did the Rambam get this Madoma from, who argues on the Bevoi, and explains it from the Gemara Zvachim Mevavim Beis, all the deus. And the Rambam came out like this, the Aloche, that there's no chorus by Dvarim Sheinu Necholim, even according to Rabbanon. And Evan Ozel also is very marich over there on the Rambam, like this Mahalach, to say that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that Al Gemara in Be'em is not Dover Muskim, and there is a day who holds that according to Rabbanon also, there's no chorus by Dvarim Sheinu Necholim. According to this, we can answer the Rashi ala Torah in Pashas Tzav, Perik Zayin, Pasuk Chof. Rashi over there brings down this Gemara by Asi Shavuos, and he says that Sholish Krisus B'Shlomim, why do we need to have three Krisus by Shlomim by Tumas Haguf? Says Rashi, the first two chorus is one for Klal, one for Prat, and the third chorus is to teach us that the Parsha of Oyle V'Yoyed is referring to Tumas Mikdosh of Kadoshov. That's how Rashi brings down Al Gemara. Now, Be'emes, this is a Pella, because the Gemara does not blibe, the Gemara doesn't stay like that in Maskona. The Gemara asks, this is what Rava originally said, that the Makori to tell us Oyle V'Yoyed is Tumas Mikdosh of Kadoshov is from the third chorus, and the Gemara says, Haimi Bori Leile Bavo. We need the third chorus to tell us that it's chorus by Dvarim Sheinu Necholim. And the Gemara continues on, and the Maskana, Rava's Makori, is from Tumasei Tumasei, from Gzeir Shavah. And the third chorus is for Dvarim Sheinu Necholim. So Rashi Alatir should have said that the third chorus is for Dvarim Sheinu Necholim, and not to teach us that Oyle V'Yoyed is by Tumas Mikdosh of Kadoshov, which is only Havam in an Al Gemara. Now, according to what we just explained from the Shittas HaRambam, like the Achrinim of Kismin Shittas Rambam, Be'emes this is not over Muskim, even though the Gemara by us asks Bipshitas, V'hami Bole Le'bavohu, and continues on the whole Sugya with this Hanoche, that the third chorus has come to tell us that Dvorm Shinin Echolim is Chayiv chorus. But you see in the Gemara in Zvachim, this is not over Muskim, it's not greed, and there is a man the Omer who holds that the third chorus is not coming from Dvorm Shinin Echolim. And according to him, Be'emes, you can say the third chorus has come to tell us that the Parsha of Eilu V'Yerid is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, like Rava wanted to say originally. And the Gemara by us is only Shittas HaBavo and Rabbi Yechanan, and therefore Rashi, over there, Al HaTorah, brought down the Gemara, the Chatchila Rava, which is a Deir, Lemaisa, in Gemara and Zvachim, even though by us, this Deir is not Maskona, because Rabbi Yechanan holds Nishtazay. The Gemara, later on the Beis, says, the Maskona, the reason why Nidbor is coming to be married by Nivlas Oiftor. That Nivlas Oiftor is someone who eats a Nivlas Oiftor and afterwards is Nichlas and Mikdosh, he's Tomei, and he has to bring a Kolm that he's Oiva Issa of Thomas Mikdosh of Kadoshov, and he has to bring a Kolm Oile Vierit. Says in Gemara, Bom Yuta, it's a Miotach Amiot, Ine Miotach Amiot, Le Rabbis, because the first Miot is Kiyiga, Dot Ba Negia En, the La Ba Negia Loi. And the Nivla Seif Torah, it does not have a din of Maga Tumah, because if someone touches the Nivla Seif Torah, it does not become Tomei. Only by Beis Habliya it becomes Tomei, like Rashi explains. The Achrinim, Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Ovis HaTumah, Pei Gimel, and other Achrinim, have a Chakir to explain what is the Soit HaTumah of Nivla Seif Torah. Nivla Seif Torah is a very interesting Tumah. He does not become Tomei through touching, through Maga. He only becomes Tomei only when he eats, and in Bebeis Habliya is Tomei. Is the pshat that Nivlas Iftor also has a Tumas Maga? That means there's a parish of Tumas Maga always, if someone touches on the Vela, he becomes Tomei. And Nivlas Iftor also has a Tumas Maga. The miut which we find by Nivlas Iftor is only a miut that a Maga of his hands, if he touches Mibachutz, he does not become Tomei. The Maga of Beis Habliya, the place of Beis Habliot, which touches the Nivla Seif Torah, there he becomes Tomei. But the Tumah is still a Tumas Maga. It's just not a Maga Mibachutz, it's a Maga of a Tumas, of a Mokem of Beis Habliya. That place becomes Tomei B'Tumas Maga. Although, maybe a Nivla Seif Torah is Nismayed totally and does not have the parasha of Tumas Maga at all. The Tumah which he has is a new Tumah, which is the Tumas Achila. That if someone eats a Nivlas Seif Torah and he becomes Tomei through the eating, through the Maisa Achila itself, he becomes Tomei. But it's not Bichlal a Tumas Maga. The Asav in the Reisa in Klal Aleph, in the second Raya, brings the Raya from this Gemara, that Bakochoch, a Nivlas Seif Torah does not Bichlal have Tumas Maga. And the Mokim Bisabliya is not Tomei as Maga, he's Tomei because he's a Tumas Achila. Because the Gemara says by us that the Posuk of Oiki Yiga will be Mamayat a Nivlas Oif the Einoi Bar Negia. Now, if we're going to say that the parish of Nivlas Seif Torah is also Maga, it's just a different place. It's Nismayit that he's not a Maga of his hands, but it's a Maga of a Mokim Beis Habliya, then the Kiyiga should not be Mamayit Nivlas Seif Torah, because he also parishes Kiyiga. He also becomes Tomei through a Maga. But if we say that the Nivlas Seif Torah by Emes does not have parishes Maga at all, and it's a new Tumah of Tumas Beis Habliya through Tumas Achila, through a eating, therefore, the Pasuk says that Kiyiga is Gomi Mamai, Nivlas Seif, because Nivlas Seif Torah does not have parishes Maga at all. And by Emes, the Lashenus of Rashi, the Achrinim Amadaik, the Stipler in Simenei, the Lashenus of the Rashi here is Mashma, like this, as the Raisa says, that the Tumah Be'emes is a Tumas Achila, and the Magad Nivla Seif Torah does not have Tumas Magad at all, because his Tumah is not the Ba Negi and the La Ba Negi Eloi, and his Tumah is not the Mokabi Sablis Metame Be'maga, no, it's a Tumas Achila, a new Tumah Tumas Achila. But Reb Chaim in his Sefer in Ovis HaTumas, over there in Peri Gimel, Aloch Aleph, is Medayik in the Loshon Rambam, not like this. Because the Rambam says, the Posuk of Kol Nefesh Ashatuichal Nevela, which is telling us the din of Nivlas Seif Torah, says the Rambam, Ketzad Hitumosa. How is a person become Tomei through a Nivlas Seif Torah? Says the Rambam, Eino metamo, loy bemaga, veloy bemaso, veloy kishihi betoich hape. He does not become Tomei through maga and maso, veloy kishihi betoich hape. Elo betoich beis habliya. Shenema, vechol nefesh asher toichal, eino metamo, elo kishihi beveis hanefesh. This is a drosh in Teres Kayanim, which tells us that the posuk of Nivla Seif Torah is metame eino metame elo kishihi beveis hanefesh. Vze says Rambam, vze shenema toichal, Why does the pasuk say loshon of toichal? Los is shiu l'tumaso k'shiu achila shu kazais. That the shiu a person becomes tome is from a shiu kazais, just like a person who eats he has to eat a kazais. Says Reb Chaim that in the Rambam's mavur that there's a place where this tuma takes place. The tuma of the Beis Ablia takes place in the mokim of Beis HaNefesh. Like the Rambam says, Eina metama ela betoich Beis Ablia. Now if the Rambam would hold, like we said from Rashi, that the tumor of Nivlas Iftori is a tumor of a Maisa Achila through eating the Nevela, but emes in a Maisa Achila, there's no mokim. There's no place which a person can say that this is the place where the Achila is taking place. Because the oichel, with the food, when it is Bebeis Habliya, we still do not look at the food that's been eaten. The Gemara says in Ksub Islamidom at base that if someone puts a piece of truma in a pear in the mouth of a czar who is not allowed to eat truma and it's Babes Habliya, he has not yet been over the Issa of Loisech, he's not to eat truma. Because Babes Habliya, there's still no Maisa Achila of Achila's truma. And later on, once it's away from the Beis Habliya, further down, and he's already eaten it, swallowed it in, then the Achila has already been done. Comes out that before the Beis Habliya, there's no Achila, and afterwards there's already Achila, and there's no mokim to say that this is the mokim where the Achila is taking place. And the Rambam who says that there's a mokim of a toich Beis Habliya and Eino Metama Ela Kshihi Beveis HaNefesh is mavur in the Rambam that the tumah of Tumas Nivlas Iftori is not a Tumas Achila, it's a Tumas Maga, it's a Tumas mokim, like Ibrahim explains. Tumas mokim is a place where this person becomes Tomei from. He becomes Tomei in his Beis Habliya through the Maga of this Nivlas Iftori, even though he doesn't have Tumas Maga Mibachutz, but he has a mokim Beis Habliya which is Metame Bemaga. Says Reb Chaim, according to this, that's what the Rambam answers. Says, when he fears, when he ends, he says, V'zesh enema toichal. Why does the pasuk say toichal? Los is shir lutumasa. Explains Reb Chaim that the Rambam was bothered by this pshayla. That if you were going to say it's a maisa achila, which is metamim, it's very gishmak, why the pasuk says one is not allowed to eat a nivlas iftor. But if there's no tuma, the tuma is not a tumas achila, so like the Rambam just said, it's a tumah in the Beis HaNefesh, it's a tumas maga, so why does the Torah refer to the Issa b'loshen toichal? Says the Rambam, the reason why it says b'loshen toichal is to tell us the Shia, that the Shia tumah is a Shia kazai, it's like a Shia in Achila. But it's not be'emes a tumah, the tumah is not be'emes a tumah of Achila, it's a tumah of a tumas maga. The Gemara, says Reb Chaim Lefidem, is miyush v'kasha, which you can ask on the Rambam. The Gemara in Zvochim Ayin Omed Aleph has a ribui to tell us that Nivlas Iftor can be metame, even if he didn't eat the whole kezayis, it won't go. He ate it b'kdei achilas press. That means there's a loch in all oichlim, all achilas. If you eat b'kdei achilas press, there's a very all achilas. Says the Gemara that even the tumor of Nivlas Iftor also has this chiddush that kezayis b'kdei achilas press is metame the person. Now the Rambam does bring down such a halacha that nivlas iftori should become tomei kezayis b'chirachilas press. Why is this mafusha gemara in Zvochim that a person becomes tomei kezayis b'chirachilas press? Says Reb Chaim, according to this, we can explain it like this: the gemara in Zvochim who has a ribui that there's a tumma of nivlas iftori, even the kezayis b'chirachilas press is muchach that the mice the tumma of nivlas iftori is a mice achila, like we said in Rashi, and not like the Rambam says. Because if the maisa tumah is a maisa maga, a maisa of touching it, and just has to be a tumas mokim of a beis habliya, there'll be no mokim, there'll be no way to understand how can it be such a kind of din of kedayis b'chidei achilas press. We only find the idea of kedayis b'chidei achilas press, only it's a tziruf in achila, in a maisa achila, it's a tziruf to look at it, the person ate the whole kedayis, ke'ilu we ate it together. But to say that the person becomes tomei through touching kezayis in one go because he ate it b'chidei achilas press has no avona. The only way to understand such a thing will only be if the tumah is a tumas achila, like we said from Rashi. But the Rambam who learns from this Teres Kohanim that there's a mokim of the Beis Habliya which is tomei, like Loshel Teres Kohanim einu mitame elikshi b'beis hanefesh, that's a tumas mokim of a Beis Habliya which is Thomas tumas maga over there, then the Rambam, according to the Rambam, couldn't have a b'chlal as a drosha to tell us that kedayis b'chirachilas press should work, and therefore the Rambam was mashmid the Gemara, and he paskin at Teres Kohanim that the tumah is be'emes a tumas mokim and not a tumah of a tumas ma'ase achila like this Gemara. So even according to the Rambam, our Gemara, which as the Reis is medayik, that kiyiga is mashma, is memayit, a nivlat iftori because it's a ma'ase achila like in the Loshim of Rashi, The Gemara's Lachim is also Mavuazi, and the Rambam didn't pass like this. The Rambam passed like the Tres Kerenim, that's a Tumas Mokim, and not, it's a Tumas Mokim of a Bisa Blia, Einu Metame, Elik Shiba Bisa Nefesh, and it's not a Tumas Achille. The Gemara further on the Omid says, Tod Rabbonon, Chippel Akidesh, Vitumis Bene Israel, Yeshli Beinian Zel, Hovi Sholish Tumas, Tumas Avidazora, Tumas Gimla Rais, Vitumas Shvichas Domin. A chiddush in this Gemara that these are various occult beloshen tuma in the Torah. From here, the Chasam Sefer in his tshuva in Yerideh Semekuf Tzadik Dalet asks on the Rambam, who says in Hilchos Issurei Bira Peik Dalet Halacha Gimel, that there's no makor be'emes in the Torah mefurish that a nido has to be toivul in order to become tori lebailo. There's no mefurish in the Torah. Says the Rambam, the makor to tell us that a nido has to do tvila is from this pasuk which says by a person who becomes tomei v'rochatz b'mayim. And we learn out from there, binyan av lechol mi shehu tomei that he's betum osoy ad sheyitzboil. We learn out of binyan av that any person who's called tomei, he only becomes tori through a mitzvah tvila. And this is the makor to tell us that a tvila of a nida has to go mitovil lebailo. The Magid Mishnah says the makor of the Rambam is a sifro. The Chasam Sefer over there in Tshuva is moreira that we don't have such a sifro. But upon him, the Rambam says that there's a binyan av that anyone who's called tomei only becomes tori through a mitzvah tvila. Asks Chasam Sefer, L'chir, here we find in the Gemara that these Averis are also called Tomei. The Pasuk refers to these people who are being over the Averis also Tmeim. And if these people are Tmeim, L'chir, they should only become Tomei, they only should become Toi or have a Kapara only through a Maisa Tvila. Now we never find anywhere that someone who's over the Avidazara should have to go and do a Maisa Tvila to have a Kapara. Says Chasam Sefer, that may be, but these three Averis always the normal case is that they have to do a Tvila. Because someone who's a Shefich Domim, he's a Ritzeach, normally he's going to become Tommy through the Cherev, through killing the person, he's going to become Tommy, and therefore anyway he has to do Tevila through because of Tumas Meis. And Avodah Zarah also, we find him on the Oma and Shabbos, that there is a Tuma of the Avodah Zarah itself, and therefore he's going to become Tommy. And even Gilei Arayos says, Chasam Sefer, every Maisa Bia, it becomes Tommy Tumas Erev, like the Pasuk says, Ishki Ishka v'misha shich v'azeah, and he has to be Tevil, v'rochatz b'mayim v'tommy ado Erev. And therefore, if by Bias Heter he has to do a Maisa Tzvila, Kol Shekein a Maisa Issa, he becomes Tomei anyway out of the Maisa Bia itself. So says the Chasam Sefer, but all the three Averis could be anyway, they have to do a Tzvila, and therefore it doesn't matter, he can have Kemina where they have to do Tzvila because of these Averis. But otherwise, it's a Chiddush in this Gemara that Be'emes these Averis are called Tumah, and the Chasam Sefer holds that these Tumah should be Be'emes Mechayiv Tzvila B'mikveh, according to the Rambam's Klal, that it's a bond binyan Av, anyone who's called a Tomei has to be Betumah Ad Sheyitzboil.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.